Back here on the Outlaws On Deck show with the skipper Gary Templeton of the Chico Outlaws as we get set for Game 1 of the GBL Championship Series with the Nakoa Ikaika, the Strong Warriors of Maui. Gary, a successful trip to Calgary. You guys win both games, sweep the series from the defending GBL champions. How sweet was that victory?
Well, that was a sweet victory. I mean, because these guys, they wanted bad, and they went up there and they took care of business. I mean, you know, I told Hano before we left that, you know, his game would be a pivotal game in that series, and he said don't worry about it, and he said he was going to take care of business. So, you know, he went up there and took care of business just like the rest of the guys, and, you know, they're ready to take care of business now. I hope, you know, we don't know much about the Maui team, but, you know, the guys are up and they're ready to play.
What does it say about your starting rotation when Demetrius Banks, a 10-game winner, hasn't even pitched in the postseason yet?
Well, it just shows that, you know, we got a lot of depth. I mean, it's just that at that particular time, you know, he was going to be the next guy to go out there and that I was going to hand the ball to. So, you know, he deserves to pitch. He's been pretty consistent for us all year. And so, hey, I'm going to hand him the ball. I mean, I have confidence in all my pitchers. So, to me, no matter who I get a ball to, I know that I'm going to get a great effort.
Speaking of great efforts, in Game 3 in Calgary, Chris Honnell had a fantastic start. You touched on it just a minute ago. But what was different about his start the other night from previous in the second half?
Well, I think he was more focused on what he had to do out there on the mound. I think that after the first half of the season, he took things for granted. And then he realized that, you know, stuff wasn't just going to be handed to him. So he was, you know, he had some tough outings. And then when I didn't start him that first game of the playoffs, I think he realized that, hey, look, you know, I got to get my stuff together. And so, you know, he worked hard for a couple days on what he had to do in the bullpen, and then he went out there and he put it to good use.
Little bit of a lineup change today. Michael Hova didn't make the trip to Calgary because of a passport issue. He's back in the lineup tonight, but you decide to go with Mitch Enertsen in left field.
Well, you know, Mitch is swinging the bat extremely well. And, you know, right now JJ's been struggling from the right side of the plate. I mean, he's hitting like 360 from the left side, and he's only hitting 182 from the left side, 360 and 182 from the right side. So, hey, I felt like, you know, this is playoff time. And Mitch is swinging the bat good, and Hova is swinging the bat good. So, you know, why not let those guys go out there and, you know, try to score some runs? And, you know, that's what playoff baseball is about.
The Outlaws getting set to take on Maui in Game 1 of this GBL Championship Series with the skipper Gary Templeton here on the Outlaws On Deck show. Maui comes in, had to go 5 games with Orange County, and it was a tight series up until Game 5. What are you expecting tonight from Maui?
Well, Maui, you know, from the time we've seen them, they're a good ball club. I mean, you know, the guys put the ball in play. Their pitchers throw strikes. You know, if you ask me, they're kind of similar to us in a lot of respects because, you know, they got aggressive swinging team. They play pretty good defense, and they got good pitching. I mean, their pitchers come in and throw strikes. And, you know, a lot of teams around the league that we've seen, you know, was hurting in one of those departments, but they're not. You know, I think the first time we seen them, everybody on our team said, wow, they remind us of us. So we know that, you know, we got some work cut out for us. You know, this is a pretty good ball club.
You only played Maui 3 times in a regular season. You lost 2 of 3 here at Nettleton Stadium towards the end of August. So they're still relatively fresh. But considering the fact you only played them 3 times, does that kind of make it a little bit funner? It's kind of not like the same old with Calgary?
Well, yeah, it's not the same with Calgary because we've seen them like back-to-back, you know, kind of like Orange County and Maui. But, you know, it's going to be fun, exciting, because we know that they have a very good ball club over there. They're not lacking for too much, so we got to, you know, hit our spots when we pitch, and we got to get some big hits against their pitching staff because, you know, their pitching staff was number one in the league. So, you know, it's going to be a pretty good fight out there.
Now, in the first round against Orange County, Maui used a 3-man rotation, Wes Etheridge, Donnie Brandt, and Harold Williams. Williams, tonight's starter for Maui, just 1 start. But then right now it would seem Wes Etheridge would get the start tomorrow, depending on, I guess, how he feels. But what's your thoughts on a 3-man rotation, and how fortunate are we to not be in that same boat?
Well, I mean, you know, for me, you pitch your best pitchers. And, I mean, to me, we got 4 good pitchers. You know, Banks was 10-2. I think he had the best record on our team. And then, you know, you got Hollerin, you got McLemore, and you got Hunnell. So pretty much, you know, we could have went with a 3-man rotation, but, you know, there's guys that deserve the pitch. And, you know, sometime in playoffs, you know, guys shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't do it, but you know, guys busted their butt all year for you, and, you know, hey, why not give him a start? I mean, he's had pretty good outings for us all year long, and he's won 10 – he's our only 10-game winner as far as the season is concerned.
Well, when you look at this year's team, and now you're on the precipice of a GBL championship, if you can get three out of these five games with Maui, when you look back, how satisfied will you be, win or lose, for this season?
Well, you know, I'm going to be very satisfied, win or lose, because from what, you know, the players had to go through from the beginning, starting in Tijuana, up until the last game we played in Calgary, I mean, it hasn't been a lot of fun here as far as, you know, things that happen to us off the field. You know, on the field has been great. The players been great in the clubhouse. You know, they've been great out there on the field. But, you know, I just respect the way they still went about their business, even though there was so much crap that happened off the field. And, you know, win or lose, I'm going to tip my hat to these guys and tell them how much I really respect what they did on the field.
Well, we appreciate your time. Let's get them in game one.
All right, we need it.
Outlaws taking on Maui, the Nakoi Kaika in town. The Outlaws will head to the 50th estate on Thursday to play the weekend in Maui. But first, games one and two, and game one coming up on the other side on the Outlaws Baseball Network.